Thank you for calling Ramsey Fitzgerald. This is Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin, this is Michael Sirianni. I do the buying at RDI Diamonds. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Doing very well. I'm looking for Leanne just for a quick moment, if she's there.
Give me just a moment. What was your name again?
I'm Michael. Do the buying for RDI.
All right.
Yep. I know she normally talks to Dustin or Ann or I think a few different people.
Yeah, sure. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to transfer you over to her now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Hello, I'm Ramsey Fritz.
Leah, my name is Michael Sirianni. I'm a buyer at RDI Diamonds. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. I know you used to work with Maggie and now work with Dustin and Sam's been in and you guys just have a beautiful store down there.
Thank you.
I wanted to call because I know Dustin keeps coming to me, what do we have in this 5-carat, what do we have in the 6-carat, this, that, the next thing. Did anybody tell you about this new stone that we have, the 501G SI2, for cheap money, $67,000?
So I think I read the thing on it. So it's a GSI2.
That's why I want to call you very specifically, because the diamond is 10x better than the cert read. So it's a 501 GSI2, 65 depth, 54 table. Excellent, excellent with medium. The medium should have been faint, and the SI2 is just twinning wisps. Honestly, the diamond should have gotten SI1. It's gorgeous stuff.
So let me see if it's in my inbox. Medium is usually a
no-go. Yeah.
So let me go to Dustin.
It's right on the – I mean, because I took it out in the light, and there's no blue tinge, even in the sunlight to it. And I just called specifically because the twinning wisps, I mean, twinning wisps are my favorite, but with that 54 table, the diamond, I think.
So is it the GSI2 medium?
It is GSI2, 501.
Okay, so I don't think he didn't attach a cert with that.
Okay.
I've got a, let me see, printed on my desk. Let me get to this. So I've got a beautiful GSI2 with no fluorescence that's 10,000 more than that.
How's the can you tell me what the millimeter?
No, I've looked at it and it's gorgeous. I'm not
Oh, you know it. Okay.
It
no, I understand.
It's
totally
in
understand.
My hand.
Totally.
So 86. So if you go 67 divided by 86 equals, so that is, no, so 10,000 less.
What if we do it? Let's do it for, hang on, give me a second here. Let's do 67. To make it worth the show, we'll do it for 65.5.
Okay, and what kind of, so 65,500 divided by 85 equals, so that's a 25% discount for the fluorescence. That's what it should be.
I'll
overnight it, and I will compare it to these other two.
Wonderful. We'll do it, and I appreciate the opportunity. I know you got a great store down there, so, all right?
Yeah, I don't sell, right, I mean, I told the girls I don't think I could sell a 1-carat unless it's a side stone to save myself.
not anymore.
It's never been my thing. I felt, I did some, but it was never a strong business for us. But I do well at putting, and I have a few opportunities a year to put something like this in front of somebody. But my close rate when I get it in front of them is very high, and so. So yeah, I'll take it. I'm glad. I appreciate the phone call, and yeah, get it overnight, and I will wait till Thursday to meet with my client.
I've got a nice Asian customer.
I'll try and set up Thursday, Friday.
I have an Asian customer down in Corpus, and she used to say to me way back in the day, and she would say, Michael, down here we sell a thing called Texas Bluffy. A lot of bling, a little bit of ching.
I'm not that girl. No, I'm just going to tell you, I am the very extreme opposite of that.
You like the quality.
I can, and I told Dustin, I've never had anybody else say they sell the same way I do. I haven't sold with a cert in years.
Good for you.
Once in a
blue
moon.
Yeah.
But what I do is I get to know those diamonds, and then I lay them all out on a tray, and I don't sell diamonds. The diamonds sell themselves.
Yeah.
And when you qualify your customer, if you put a better make in front of somebody and a better color, they're going to spend it. So where y'all have failed over this new source that I have is his pricing is excellent, but he cherry picks beautiful makes. So no, I don't sell Texas Bluff at all.
Mm.
I sell fine.
Good to know. Very good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that information.
And that's one thing. Maggie used to go to the vault, and she used to pick things. When Ann sent me out a few stones, she sent me stones with black PK. I don't do that either.
Yeah, right.
And so, I can just real calmly talk about quality in a way that it resonates with customers.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that this will get us back on the board. I've got a good feeling about this stone. I've got a good feeling that you'll like it a lot. So it was worth the phone call.
I'll definitely show it.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
worth the phone call. And thanks, man. We really appreciate your business.
Sure.
Okay.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.